back to your headphone users. Yes, this is an SGR. It's not even a coffee break anymore. This is like the adult beverage. Fuck it, we gave up. Yeah, that's right. We're all drinking. Yes, as you can tell by the video. If you're not watching the video, I'm sorry.
I love the unison sip, by the way. All of us at once.
Well, we have actually, it in our hands.
Yeah, exactly. We actually have all, like, four fucking people. Look at this. Carrie's over here. Ross is down here. And Blake, where he belongs, underneath me. So I can just drip lotion on him. Now I need to put that on my forehead because it is so dry. It is it is so fucking dry up in here. Anyway, the reason why all four of us are in an SGR coffee break after hours is because we decided to do a game of the year, which Blake apparently failed at, and then I kind of failed at, but not nearly as bad as Blake. So, what we did is over the week... Over the week.
Are you going to introduce us or anything?
I already did. I said Carrie was here, Ross was there, and you're underneath me, which I'm still putting lotion on my overly fucking...
Have you not been watching the show, Blake?
No,
he hasn't. He really hasn't. Nope. So, we all sent in our top 10 Game of the Year nominations, and Ross has culminated that list.
Culminated?
Bless him. Bless Ross for taking... like 30 other people's like top 10s and then
30. You are really bad at math, Chris.
No, it's 30 and then his 10. So you have me at 10.
30 items in an ordered list, merging them together through mad science.
Last time I checked, that was called math. Yes, basic math.
It was very difficult because like I had it all like set up and then waited for Blake and then waited for Blake. And I'm waiting for Blake.
Hey, I got it for you.
And then I gave up and turned off my computer and immediately got a message from Blake saying, okay, I got it! Oh my god, Blake.
What the fuck, man? I can't help it.
So, 11 o'clock, I turned my computer back on, boot everything up, crunch the numbers.
There it is.
It's very difficult.
Did you have your little abacus going?
Yeah. I did install Excel.
Ran out of
to install Excel.
Well, you could have done it in Google Docs.
Nah, I couldn't have.
Okay.
It required hard science.
Okay.
He had to science the shit out of this list.
Yeah. It was particularly difficult because Carrie, me, and Chris, all of our lists, like, melded pretty good. Like, about half of each of ours appeared on somebody else's list. Oops. It was actually pretty great and consistent. And Blake had one that matched everybody else's. One.
Oops. Hey, you know, wasn't that Chris last year that did that?
No.
One game.
No,
we've always hit, like, maybe, like, two or three if we're bad. But, like, this is... your list. Okay, so the list is basically... the top bunch of them are... me, Chris, and Carrie, and then there's like the pity votes at the bottom that Blake snuck in because the list ended up so wide.
Okay, so let's also clarify. This is a game of the year of games that we've played. Carrie, what have I been playing a lot of for Action Trip?
A lot of random indies.
Yeah! So naturally, some of that stuff appears.
You didn't start working at Action Trip until like 2 months until the year was over. So,
looking at this, there's zero random indies. Like, there's some notable indies, not like the stuff you've been writing about.
What the fuck are you talking about? You have no idea what I've been writing.
That's right. I have no idea. I don't read your shit.
Ross, you don't read my shit. Come on.
I only read Carrie's Action Trip article.
Yeah, really. Oh, the only person that I read is Carrie's shit, and as soon as I see your name, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
She's like dialed in on the industry.
I mean, she is.
She's an insider in shit now.
Yeah,
I'm not
she's
an
like
insider.
Invited to helicopter parties.
Yeah. She's like Ben Kuchera up in this. She's like the Ben Kuchera.
You take that back.
Okay, you're the Stephen.
When I start carrying around a cross on my back, then you can call me Ben Kuchera.
Ross. Oh. Ross.
This is really inside baseball.
Let's get this going. Ross.
Okay.
What was game
number 10? We have a tie.
Oh, shit.
Well, that didn't take long.
One of them is MLB 15 The Show.
Fuck yeah!
Finally made it, but on Jake's Game of the Year list every single time, it finally cracked the top 10.
No, Ross, with... that's not true. It's cracked the top 10 before. It's cracked the top 10 before. At least once. Maybe once.
Okay, possibly. I didn't really do all the research I usually do because that took me so long because you darling are so late.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
MLB 15 The Show. This is with 8 points. And Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Really? That we all played it for the Book of the Month Club.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. That was neat, Chris.
That was pretty neat.
No. I had, like I said earlier, I had to take it off my list.
That's what you took it out.
I had it would have actually been a lot higher than MLB The Show, which really would have been nice to shove that shit off the list. But
hey, come on now, that's a really good game.
So that was a me and Ross then, I guess?
Yeah.
No, it was a you and you. It was just so high on your list.
Okay. Oh.
This is with 8 points,
it only appeared on both Carrie and my list, MLB on mine.
Only individually, yeah.
Okay.
Because all the points get stacked up at the top where the great games are. Games.
So, I will say that I will not ask you guys to do Assassin's Creed Chronicles India.
Why is that?
Because it's not good and I rage quit it.
Right, Assassin's Creed China was so fucking good. Like we all pretty much enjoyed it, except for the fire stages. We all hated those fire stages
right in their big ugly mouths.
But we all very much enjoyed Assassin's Creed.
Were I rage quit, China. I would have gladly taken a fire stage over this.
Really?
Because at least with the
fire stages were great.
At least with the fire stages, every time I failed, I could see what I needed to do next. Like it was oh, I see. I need to make this jump or go there. Mm-hmm. This, I have no clue what to do. I have. No clue.
Is that it has like arbitrary people that are hiding in your hidey holes that jump out and kill you?
That would be awesome, but no.
It doesn't.
But this
have
is
that.
Your where I quit is I think it's like the second to last mission, which just figures.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good though, making
it's
it that
a,
far.
It's in the precursor temple, which I fucking hate those. And you get into this rear and there's this basically this wall of death that slowly moves and you have to climb and parkour your way and I just
so it sounds like it sounds like a fire stage.
It's climbing and jumping and I can't get him to move his ass.
That sounds like the Sonic water levels where it used to like chase you from behind as you're trying to climb up through shit and not get caught. Those levels suck. I don't know why people keep putting those in games. Everyone hates them. So why would you keep making them? I don't get it.
Because they do. Ross.
And that's why MLB 15 The Show is our number 10. Number 9 is Destiny Taken King.
Fuck yeah!
The DLC for one of 2014.
I like how we all point to Blake, because that shit didn't show up on my list.
So let me first justify myself. You're going to sit here and say it's DLC. It got its own retail release. That is its own game. It is a complete refresh. It is a 2.0 of that game. It is a new game.
That sounds like an expansion.
It's not an expansion.
It is
it's
an expansion.
So much more.
In their release schedule, Destiny 2.0 isn't slated to come out until later this year.
Well, no, Destiny 2 isn't. It's actually, I believe that actually the numbering, it is 2.0.
An expansion.
Yeah, it's still an expansion. It was DLC.
Anyway. Blake liked it, so
he liked it enough to put it like number one.
You get like
not number one.
Your accessories.
I think it was
this one
two.
Only has 9 points, so it's only a number two.
Oh shit!
He's number two on my list.
Oh shit!
He's my second.
Okay.
We're
what was
number one territory?
Well, what was number eight then, Ross?
Until we hit number eight, when we hit number one territory with Rise of the Tomb Raider.
I knew my number one was number one. And that's just because I know the only person who played it.
We ended the evil cast, and the reign of terror has ended.
Yes.
Carrie's streak of picking the game of the year every single year.
Motherfucking year.
Ever.
Yeah.
This didn't come out on PC. I'll play it, and
it's PS3 still.
You had an Xbox One, motherfucker.
No, it's.
Principle.
No, it's. I mean,
it's always a console game.
The principle of that I don't have any time to play games.
PC Master Race, right here. PC
Master Race. You do too. Stop playing lead.
Yeah. And by the way, Ross, it's just going to get a whole lot fucking worse.
Season 5 just started, so he's starting all over again. He's not bronze.
Ranked ladder.
Like he lost a lot to begin with.
My friends. Oh, hey, number seven on the list.
I heard that.
Jerk. Number seven on the list is The Witcher 3.
Okay.
Great game. Appeared on a lot of Game of the Year lists. I don't think we finished this game, but it started good. Like that opening cinematic is so good.
There it is.
I mean, I've only played an hour of it, but the hour was fun. I got distracted picking weeds.
Okay.
God bless Ross for just continuing to admit that he's watched the intro.
The Griffin Hunt is great, and the Bloody Baron is some of the best storytelling this year. And that's not even to the good part of the game.
So how many hours of this game have you actually played?
I don't know. I had to restart it a couple times. Like, my tracker didn't...
He finished.
It didn't go well. No, I did not finish the first act. But the
I wasn't talking about the act. Just saying. Oh, never mind. Okay, fine. Be that way. Well, it's gonna see nothing.
All right, Ross. What is number six?
Number six is actually a tie. This is a tie at number five. It's the Chris and Carrie show with Mortal Kombat X and Life is Strange.
Oh snap! Look at us go.
Seriously, like, collusion, motherfuckers. Collusion.
Yes. Yeah, we
both played some awesome games.
Yeah, it's. I mean, like, we totally after every coffee break, we're like, okay, so. Your game of the year. Let's just put our list the same way. Yeah, that's exactly how we work.
That's
like,
how this works.
I hit the stop recording button on OBS and it was like, okay, Carrie, we have to make sure that our fucking game of the year lists have like Mortal Kombat X and Life is Strange in the relatively the same place. Or we both very much enjoyed both of those games and I may or may not have already pre-bought the new characters for
the X version. You got all the new characters in Life is Strange?
Yes, totally. Yes. Totally.
Sweet.
I take the boy who gets killed, and then I just nuke the town. So everybody
spoiler
does.
Alert. Motherfucker, spoiler alert.
My experience with Life is Strange is when I turned it into the live stream for Extra Life. Actually. And Chris is like doing shit, and I was like, holy crap, what did he do? And then I just was like, okay, I might have to play this game one day.
You should. It's very interesting, and there's definitely a point. Like, I actually, because I was like, I'm not going to go back and replay it. So I just watched some recordings, and there's definitely an ending, and then there's the ending the developers really want you to have on Life is Strange. It is so drastically
spoiler
different.
Spoiler alert: Chris did not get the ending the developers wanted.
No. Say.
It was funny because I was watching his live stream and. He made drastically different choices than I did.
You don't say.
And so the ending sequence for him was like 2-3 minutes tops.
Yeah, in the one that the developers
like 15.
I think the streams that I watched the ones that the developers were like, "This is the ending you really want," and I was like, "No, that's not the ending I really wanted."
Because you're
he wants everyone
human being.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, and Mortal Kombat. Like, such a solid game, and it revitalized the Mortal Kombat FGC crowd. We're starting to see a lot more of it in FGC tournaments.
Okay, you're going to have to slow down. FGC, what does that stand for?
Fighting Game Community.
Oh, okay.
Because of Twitch, there's been a lot more, you know, streams going on of the fighting game tournaments. So, when we get to Evo, you know, Street Fighter was kind of like, here is how we're going to end our stream. And now we're starting to see Mortal Kombat X be like, no, we're going to go ahead and put Ultra Street Fighter 4 as the runner-up, and then we're going to finish on Mortal Kombat. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's becoming a lot. But it's, I mean, not the bigger ones like Evo, but a lot of the smaller tournaments.
Evo, it seems like it would still be the old school
Evo is still going to...
Cool, but you know what I mean.
I'm pretty sure that Evo 2016 is still going to end on Street Fighter 5.
Right.
But... we will see Mortal Kombat X be that, like, you know, second runner-up. So, in a lot of the smaller streams, a lot of the smaller tournaments, so, like, the Kumite in Tennessee, which just happened this past weekend, they ended with Mortal Kombat X, and the runner-up was Ultra Street Fighter 4. So, and now we have a bunch of farewell Street Fighter 4 tournaments going on now, so.
Good riddance.
And I like watching the MKX tournaments because I like watching people pull off these 10-step combos that I know I will never be able to do.
So, it's been really interesting. I mean, Mortal Kombat X has really changed up how we view the fighting game community now, so.
We've replaced numbers at the end of games with letters.
True. He's got a point, guys.
All right, Ross, what's the next runner-up?
Number four on the list is Pillars of Eternity, the old Obsidian classic.
It's a good one.
This is on three of our lists.
So that'd be me and Carrie and Ross.
Okay.
That's fine.
This is a person hanging off of a tree. And then they talk to you.
I was watching your stream and you got to the tree, you're like, oh, this is lovely. You just went, oh shit, it's talking to me.
So it's like a dude that's hung and he's talking to you?
It's a lady.
Oh, cute. Okay. Good times. Kind of fucked up.
But very menacing.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah, I only did about 30 hours of Pillars and I think I haven't even finished the first act yet.
Holy shit.
There's so much stuff to do.
20 of that was character creation.
No, five. No, actually 10 because I started over.
Oh, it's so good. All right. Number three?
Climbing up this list fast, guys. We're really climbing up this list.
We have a thing after this.
Oh, we got a thing? Okay.
Well, I have an appointment.
Number three is Assassin's Creed Syndicate.
Yay!
That's the one where you're running around stabbing people, but this time you're wearing top hats.
Because you're stabbing people in style.
I was about to say, I think the stabby stuff has kind of been consistent since the beginning.
Yeah, but now you're just
stabbing people. Yeah, but now I'm fashionably dressed, and I can stab people and then do like the Spider-Man thing and just like shoot up to another area.
No, not Spider-Man, it's Batman.
It is the best Batman game this year. Only Batman to make any game of the year list, definitely. It's fantastic.
Plus, you get to beat people to death with a cane.
With a cane. Stab people with like.
Don't you have a sword cane?
It is brutal.
That's what I'm talking about, but you beat people to death before you stab them.
You know,
beat them up with a cane and then just pull it out. And if you just get tired of all this, like, flashy stuff, you can literally just pull out your gun and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that is true, too.
Or just then grab a posse of five guys and just go. That person, and they all just fucking line up, pull out their guns, and then you see like this dawn of like horrific, like oh my god, I'm the NPC guy who's just like, what's gonna happen? And then
I have used my gang to help me get past so many cops.
the funny part about this is that this was coming up, and then apparently Gizmodo just published like all the weapons that the TSA has confiscated. And I only bring this up because there's a massive picture of sword canes. And the very first thing I thought of was everybody's imitating Assassin's Creed. They all went ahead, bring their freaking sword canes in. It's awesome.
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't? I mean, it is a badass weapon. I mean, fuck.
I'm old. Fuck you.
It was a fantastic game.
No, I just really love every time, you know, Jacob does his assassination. You know, he puts down the hood, jumps down, stabs him, and then sings back up, puts on his hat, straightens it, and just...
Toodaloo, motherfucker!
Tony, let's go see the queen!
I think my favorite thing I ever did with Jacob is when, it was like early on in the game, and the opposing gang is like, you know, are you looking at me? You want to come over here? I walked up, shink, right into them. And then the cops are coming after me. And then my gang comes and attacks the cops. I'm like, later, fellas.
Toodle, motherfucker. Enjoy.
It's tough for tea and crumpets. I am late for an appointment.
All right, so who's finished Syndicate?
Me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I am like four trophies away from platinuming it.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
I am impressed. Did you get all the pressed flowers?
Oh, yeah. All the beer, all the pressed flowers, all of the little music boxes.
Yes, I know them. Yes.
I will say that usually on, like, Saturday or Sunday, I will log in. At least one of the 2 days Ross is playing Syndicate.
He's got homework to do. Just got to clean things up.
Yeah, I have to do that.
He is going to platinum the shit out of that.
I told Chris of all the collectibles. Like, the music boxes is pretty cool because of the armor that you unlock, but you pretty much know that's most likely what's going to be. But the pressed flowers unlocks a really cool cutscene to me. That was cool.
Is it worth how many hours you guys spend tracking down things?
The cool thing is, as long as you come in the area, it pops up on your map.
Yeah.
Or you can spend money and buy treasure maps and have it just pop up.
Oh, nice.
Okay. For everything except the music boxes, which they give you like a screenshot, and then you have to go find that in the world. That's a little tricky. And the letters, I don't think the letters, you can buy a thing to a map for the letters.
No, but they're only in one
They're
area.
All in like a combined area.
Yeah. No, like for the music boxes, that's where I went to see if how well the strategy guide did.
How'd it do?
I got them all.
Not using the strategy guide. It was the most time-consuming of the
collectibles. Well, using the strategy guide took me 20 minutes to find them all.
Ross, how much time did you spend on it?
Because I would just work to different areas. Boom, 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 boom. Okay, done.
Nice.
The nice thing is they play music when you're near them, so like if you get close...
But you have to be like...
You have to be like
really
listening
on
for
them.
It.
Mm-hmm. And even if you were further away from them, you really had to... Because that music would be playing, and you could hear it from a distance, and I'd be like, it would actually stop me, because I started actually trying to pay attention to where those, like, listen for that freaking music, and then I'd be falling off a building, and then all of a sudden I had to hear it, and I'd be like, oh shit, I gotta climb back up the building to figure out where that music box was, so.
And with this, they completely abandoned any aspirations of multiplayer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no co-op, there's no multiplayer.
Like any multiplayer, because I know they used to have competitive multiplayer in some
multiplayer.
They didn't have competitive in Unity.
But it does seem,
so I figured, like, okay, one replaced the other. But in this case, they just went, fuck it, we're completely taking the online piece out of it.
No, yeah. I think this time they wanted to make a tighter experience after all the backlash from Unity.
Makes sense.
And so they really focused on the campaign, and I think they did a brilliant job. It was... It was great.
They have like these Hitman style assassination rooms, basically, where you have to like infiltrate an area, and then there's different ways you can kill the person.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
if you want, you can go like find other NPCs that will help you unlock different ways to kill them. And it's not as complex as Hitman, but it's still neat, and it definitely breaks up the variety and stuff. And then there's like one point where you just like. You change settings, and I don't want to spoil it, but it's so great. You just, it's like, what the hell is going on? Everything's different than everything. And, like, I was just, like, walking around looking at collectibles when I found it, and I was just like, what the, oh, God! And I fell down the sewer into the new world. It's just, it's cool.
I can only
just... Yeah. Oh! I was trying to think, I was like, what is he talking about? Yes, I'm with you
Jim, you met the Ninja...
You play as a third protagonist.
Yes.
What? Oh shit! Now I'm gonna play. I'm gonna fucking play this weekend. All right, Ross.
It's one of those things. Like it appears on your map, and you're like, "What is that?" And you
go over
there.
Like any of the other symbols.
And then you go over there.
Gets weird.
Yeah, it gets very weird. And when you leave that area, you hear your people saying, "We lost you. Where'd you go?"
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's it's like you don't have to do it to complete the game. It's totally extra, but. Ross, did you play Unity at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, there was one thing they did in Unity that was just fucking awful, and which was they would have like these time lapses that would happen where it was like Abstergo was looking for you, so they would have you jump through like this wormhole, and you would go through, as Arno, different areas of time. So it was incredibly fucking stupid to be doing World War II with Arno.
Yeah.
And it was just, it was awful. I complained about that the most. You had to do it three different times. It never fit in. And with what they did here, I think they found a way to kind of do that, but not so stupid.
Yeah.
Like they actually had it have slight relevance, or?
Right. And I think with Unity, they were just trying to figure out a different way to kind of tie the what's going on with the present, because, you know, because I never played Black Flag, so I don't know how they did it there, but after, you know, Desmond's death at the end of 3, most of that is kind of gone. You don't really have a lot of that.
In Black Flag, you work as a programmer or Abstergo, and you just, like, walk in, and it's like your first day, You go up, you sit down at your computer and plug in, and then you're just like making the game Black Flag.
Okay, that's interesting.
That's awfully meta.
Well, in Unity, what they have is someone who is playing one of Abstergo's. It's the same thing with the Dune Syndicate. Yeah. It's someone who's playing Abstergo's game, and they realize that you actually have a connection to an assassin, so then the assassins tap in, and they have you do stuff. Hmm.
The real world sort of
very
storyline.
Like, I wouldn't even say secondary. Creed. I'd say, like, tertiary. I mean, it's...
Well, for Assassin's Creed 1, it was the best thing.
It was.
Fucking phenomenal.
The present was?
Yes.
Oh, for Assassin's Creed 1, it was probably the best part of it.
It was the only decent part of it.
And then in 2, like, 2 was like, well, okay. And then as Desmond's things continued, it just got, like, stretched out and messed up and just fell apart. And it's fallen apart ever since. But number 1 was fantastic.
All right, Ross.
They had a cool thing where they would. This is not the game of the year for this year, but in Assassin's Creed 1, and Blake quit, so that's cool.
No, he's all kind of frozen.
Yeah,
he is kind of frozen.
I like him this way. So in Assassin's Creed 1,
I didn't quit. Hey, asshole! Fuck you, man.
Assassin's Creed 1. After every assassination, they would pull you out of the Animus, and then they would destroy things. And then put you back in. So some people didn't like it because it kind of pulled you out of the Assassin's Creed experience. But I really liked that part of the story.
My favorite part at the current moment is that it says network connections are affecting your call, and it's above Blake. Oh! Yep. Oh, and it totally just hosed my setup.
I think it basically means that Blake's network connections.
All right, conditions. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
You know, I'm the one who's like over his frickin' data cap by a lot.
But so in 2 is my very first one, Ross. So I thought that whole thing it was interesting what they did. It didn't bother me as much. The way they handled it in Brotherhood was just bad.
Yeah.
That was like, okay, now you're forcing me to go out and go explore this area that I don't give a rat's. No, let me go back in and do my thing. And then Revelations, I didn't get very far because I got bored. My 3 was broken, so I didn't go back and play that. So,
yeah.
Well, now I would like to point out one thing that.
I would like to point out one thing, and it's that I'm just gonna leave.
With the exception of Black Flag.
Oh, yeah.
What?
With the exception
of Black. Am I freezing
up again? Yeah. Oh yeah. You're.
I'm trying here.
You should just not try at this point. Just give up.
With the exception, what was your point?
I don't think he has a point. Oh, and he's gone.
Oh!
Oh, shit.
And well, that was his point.
And I'm recording on a screen, which means that now I have to bring all this shit up.
Oh, no. Please wait while we experience.
Well, he's offline. Alright, so anyway, let's just continue.
Let's keep going.
Alright.
So Syndicate was 3?
Yeah, Syndicate was 3. Now number 2, which was Blake's Game of the Year!
Oh. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Fallout 4.
No. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture.
It is What Makes You Special.
Fallout 4!
I'm really surprised.
Fallout 4 fell to number 2. It's still good. It's still a good game. Blake played hundreds of hours without understanding the train system at all.
And I'm like, you know, the best part is I like how you wear the shirt just to mock him even more. That was like the best part. And he can't even be here to defend himself. It's so good. You took over the podcast that one day just to bring up the internet to show him how he can't even read a specialization map.
Man, that was one of Blake's greatest moments. Yeah, go listen to the Book of the Month podcast where we discussed Fallout 4 for...
because I watched it after you guys did it, and I missed that because I was working at the same time. Well, on the drive down to Houston, I played the podcast, and I got to that. And I'm, like, leaning over my steering wheel just dying laughing.
Oh, it was so, just, oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. Like, oh, whatever. All right.
Between that moment and him wondering about what gauntlet was pretty damn priceless.
Oh, God. The gauntlet thing. All right. Wait.
Oh, man.
Blake is back. Here, let's okay. try to, let's bring him in. Let's see if he comes. Come on, Blake. You can do it.
Yeah, so that's all three of our lists.
It
was at the bottom of mine because I haven't really played a lot of it yet. I mean, you know, so far. Holy Christ.
Yeah. I'm back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
that was the next game of the year. So moving on. Okay, well, what would you like to say about
Fallout 4? Blake, what would you like to say about Fallout 4?
Fallout
4 was fucking awesome. I've spent an immense amount of time in that game, and I adored every second of it. I can't wait to go back and play more. It really is everything that I've wanted in a game for a long, long time. And honestly, I've never been one to really, you know, dig and spend as much time into like this kind of an RPG. I mean, I would play them, I would complete them, but I wouldn't go and I wouldn't want to go and explore every nook and cranny. In this game, for some godforsaken reason, I want to see everything that it has to offer. And I, right now, at this point, I cannot wait for the DLC. It's going to be awesome.
Because there's screws in the corners, and you can take those screws and like build useless shit to protect people you don't care about.
Yeah, but you could use a teddy bear as a fucking projectile. Come on, man.
Yeah, you could do that in 3. That's
yeah, I know, really but it's still fucking game. Awesome.
It's awesome. See, Chris refuses to build beds for a settlement. He's like, here's the material, go build your own fucking beds.
They are really lazy. Man.
Yeah, well, I won't dig, build your beds, but I'll dig your fucking holes. Go down there and sleep, bitches.
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
I'll bring the Aveeno, motherfuckers. Aveeno. Proud sponsor of the SGR Coffee Break.
Proud sponsor?
Not really. Proud sponsor of Blake's Sleeping Hole. I mean, that's cool. All right, Ross.
That's weird. Well, I mean, number one's so obvious and apparent.
Bloodborne, clearly.
Bloodborne! Oh, it's the greatest game ever made!
Fucking Bloodborne.
So here's the funny part. I have it, and it's still in its plastic wrap.
Well, Blake, you suck.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, From Software.
I didn't even know you played it that much. Oh, it's so good, guys.
It is. In fact, even if I don't play it a lot, I watch speedruns of this fucking game now, like, nonstop. It just... From Software, I am so looking forward to seeing what they bring out for Dark Souls 3. I am sad that Dark Souls 3 is the last of the Souls series. I really hope that we get like a Bloodborne 2, and then I really am curious as to where they go from here, because you know
the combat in Bloodborne is just so incredible. Oh, it's satisfying.
It is such a polar opposite from the Dark Souls. Like Dark Souls was all defense and dodging and rolling and all
this
that.
This is very aggressive.
Yeah, this is just like, we're not even, no, you don't even get a fucking shield. Just fucking go in there and just have at it. And just do your thing. But, oh, they make such, From Software does such a great job at building a world, which they give you, like, no, there is no lore. There is just random people.
There is a lore, but you really have to dig and find it. Like, there's NPCs that'll show up, and you can totally bypass. Like, one of the first
or you kill him by accident,
and he like kind of tells you what's going on in the world and stuff. Like that guy in the window, missed him. Didn't see him until New Game Plus.
Oh god!
Really? Really?
I
killed him like twice.
No, there's like a guy in a window or something. And,
yeah.
Like,
yeah, there's lots of people scattered about. Like, there's the cat in Dark Souls 2. Yeah, I've killed the cat like 3 times.
Yeah, there's the spider in the room. I accidentally killed him, and he's like, That was poorly done, sir.
You can go all the way back to the beginning of Bloodborne, and there's the old dude and like the old woman that you can get out of the chair. Or like you get her out of her little room, and then she's in a chair, and you can just kill her right off the bat. Like, as soon as you see her, you're just
Why would you do that?
Because she's an old fucking crippled woman in a wheelchair. Fuck her.
You send all these people.
She ain't doing shit for the world.
You're a monster. Just a fucking monster.
She ain't doing shit. What the fuck am I? I'm not going to wheel her around this fucking derelict world where every time I die, I lose souls. But then I find out, like, 3/4 of the way through the fucking game, I needed her for another part, and I'm like, I can't resurrect the bitch.
See, what would have happened if you would have pushed her around like your mascot?
My favorite part is, like, what you do, like, the pregnant lady who you send in there.
No, I don't want to know.
I just kill her.
No, you gotta wait.
Hold on. Wait to kill her? Wait, this is some Hannibal Lecter shit right here.
You
like,
have to wait for her to give birth so you can harvest the umbilical cord. It's for more like the final summons, guys.
I love the look on Karen's face. She just, what?
This game is good. And you don't really have to do that. You don't have to know anything about that. That's incredible.
I wish somebody made a GIF of Karen. Just watch her just like, what the fuck?
It's so crazy and bizarre and such like a minor, like it's not even like a side quest. It's less significant than that. The lady just disappears and then you can go find her later if you go in the right direction, and then she just says some dialogue and then some shit happens. And then you had an umbilical cord. A third of an umbilical cord. You have to get all 3/3. It's the only way to summon the final. Oh my god, that game is so great.
Oh, it is.
It's so amazing.
And you know what? FromSoftware is the reason why I own Dark Souls, whatever their Game of the Year version was, Dark Souls 2, their Dark Souls 2 Game of the Year edition. There'll be Bloodborne, which I own, and then there'll be Bloodborne, like their Game of the Year edition, which comes with their next deal. I'm like Blake, except for I'm buying games I like.
Great. It's so good.
FromSoftware does...
Through the game, there's like a thematic shift. Like, it kind of changes genres. Like, it goes away from, like, that gothic horror sort of thing into, like, this other thing, which is totally, completely bizarre. And you can, like, find hints to that sooner, but only if you, like...
What I think happened is that was the coders were, like, they were coding, and then they started hitting the bong, and then all of a sudden they were like, oh, let's just throw in this weird-ass shit and just call it a day.
It gets weird.
Oh, it's so fucked up.
It's so weird. There's a spaceship.
The best part is that Blake's screen just froze with like this really stupid look on his face. Like, I can't even compute this. I can't even compute this. That's the best part. We should end right now while Blake is sitting there with that look of like, I can't even compute.
Look at his connection. So bad. Oh, there it goes.
Oh, there it comes.
All I can hear is just like this. I hate you. I hate you. It's very sad.
It's all I
can hear. And then, like, the combat's great. Like, each weapon, like, changes your fighting style. You, like, just... You can, like, take the sword that goes into a bigger sword and hit people with that. Or you can, like, take the wheel. It's just a giant fucking wheel and hit people with that. Or the shield, which doesn't do anything. Don't equip the shield. That's actually
really there's
and then alternate, like, guns. Like, there's a sword that's a gun. Like, a spear that has a gun on it that you can just shoot people with the... It's a really good game, guys. It's definitely...
It is. Which is obviously why both Ross and I put it at our top of our list, because it's the only way that it made it to the top of this list, because we both...
See,
like,
now, when you guys actually play Rise of the Tomb Raider, you're going to realize that was
fun. I'm sure it'll be a good number two.
It's on my Steam... It's on my Steam wish list.
It comes out next week.
I have
coming to PS4 eventually.
The next Homeworld game to play. So
I'm actually really excited for Tomb Raider.
After hearing what Carrie said,
both have an Xbox One, so nothing's stopping them.
I mean, after hearing what Carrie said about Tomb Raider, I'll eventually play it. Like, I will eventually play the very Tomb Raider Rises or whatever. Tomb Raider is up there on my game stack of shame. I own it.
Also, Metal Gear Solid 5, I wish I had time to play that, because I figured that's probably right up my alley, too. The gameplay wise, story wise, like what the fuck? Like he's like a snake dude that, like, is a boss.
All right. With that, you know what? With that, I have another appointment. I have an appointment that I'm 2 minutes late for already, and my drink is empty.
Did you see the David Hayter tweet where he was like, no, how can they bring back 24 without Jack Bauer? Keith Sutherland was just such an important part of that show. You can't do 24 without Kiefer.
I retweeted that, remember?
Yeah, it was good.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed that, yes.
All right, so yeah, Game of the Year for Strategy Guide Reviews 2015 is Bloodborne.
By the way, did you guys both vote at number one?
Yeah.
Number one.
Okay.
That's one of the greatest games I've ever
played. Thanks, Audrey.
Not just this year. That was such a great game.
All right.
I bought art for it.
Carrie.
My basement flooded and I took it down and had to hide it.
Carrie.
It's framed, sir.
Ross, just put the bottle to your lips and just drink. Just. There you go. Yeah,
There it is.
Yeah, I get it. You guys like Bloodborne.
It's hush.
We got it. Carrie, do you want to take us home, or should we just end this with telling Blake not to be a dick on the internet?
What the fuck did I do?
No, Blake hasn't been a dick on the internet. It's somebody else that's being a dick on the internet.
Yeah, I've been nice. I've been one of the good guys.
That is our mantra for 2016, though, is don't be a dick on the internet. We're looking at... Actually, we need to look at Ross.
Yeah, Ross.
That motherfucker. Yeah, exactly.
So I'm more like somebody who invades your game in Bloodborne, and he's more like one of the guys who like tries to help you out.
I'll leave you nice notes, you know, a little pile of cookies, like here, have something to eat. Yeah,
I saw a meme today, Ross, that made me think of you instantly. It was like an old painting of someone like going down a river, like, you know, a Huckleberry Finn, and it's like trolling down the river.
Yeah.
Oh, Ross.
Sounds about right.
Oh, Ross, the trolley.
Yeah, we do have that thing.
I do have
though,
to say, Ross is a complete troll, but he doesn't attack anybody, and he doesn't harass, and he doesn't.
Hold on, he attacks me every fucking day.
You don't count.
Yeah, you don't count. You don't count.
There's only two people that attack on the
internet. You get trolled by the person that's like driving down your street.
Me and Mike Huckabee. All right.
Yes.
Glad to hear I'm in good fucking company.
Let's not get this into politics. All right.
Yeah, no, sure.
Carrie, because this is an SGR coffee break, take us home.
No, I guess it kind of is. This is the best coffee I've ever had.
Yes. My coffee has been excellent.
All right, well, thank you all for watching or listening to our Game of the Year show. Sorry you had to wait for me. But this is when I finally was able to get together
for this.
Hey,
it's only 2 weeks into January. We're good.
Yeah, that's true.
3 weeks in. It's not that long.
That's true. I mean, we could have been like the video game awards that, you know, ended voting before December. So I was like, so I guess Just Cause 3. Just Cause 3. Xenoblade Chronicles, not even on your radar. We get it. So at least we waited till we have to play all that stuff.
All of the things.
Yes,
if we waited, Kojima totally could have shown up.
But, you know, that is probably true.
Yep, that's very true. Just should have waited. Anyway, Carrie?
Moment of silence for Kojima, I guess.
What the fuck? That dude's making more money than he ever made in his life. You know that.
I think, that photo he posted of himself of drinking coffee, he wrote Konami Tears.
Yeah, on his mug. Yeah.
That was awesome. Anyway. Yeah,
that made me happy.
So you can follow each and every one of us on Twitter. I am at Crunchy Chocobo. Chris is at Sarvan. Ross is that Greedy Raven, and that guy is that Grundy the Man.
How you doing?
The site is at Strategy Reviews, and we ask that you, of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel or listen or subscribe to us on iTunes if that's more your thing. You don't want to look at our faces.
You guys are missing out. You're missing out. It's a good show.
Three horrible mustaches.
And with that,
true.
This Game of the Year show, we will see you next year.
Fuck yeah.
Jazz hands. And with that, we remind you, don't be a dick on the internet, because you're just an asshole when you be a dick on the internet. You're like trying to channel Ross. So don't be a dick on the internet. And with that, we're out. Peace. And I have to...